Lessons and Lifelines by Rene Valdez. A photo appears on the page, the caption, Rene Valdez. From the editor, Rene is a person who has tremendous value to the National Federation of the Blind, not only because of the energy she brings to our cause, but because her memory of going blind is fresh enough that she can relate to people who think all doors have been closed and are starved for what we have to offer. This is a spectacular article, and if it is half as much fun to read as it has been to edit, prepare to be thoroughly engrossed in this experience. In case you want to know what she does when not writing, Rene is the chair of the NFB of Virginia Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee, the co-chair of the NFB of Virginia Fundraising Committee, a mentor in the NFB of Virginia Project RISE program, and the vice president of the Northern Virginia Regional Human Rights Committee. Here is her most splendid article. Life is a succession of lessons which must be lived to be understood. Helen Keller. Ain't that the truth? It's like I woke up one day and found myself, 56 years young, blind, and still learning. Wow! And let me tell you, some of these lessons along the way have not been amusing. I believe that God, the universe, and Mother Earth all have a very warped sense of humor. I mean, come on, man. The last time I looked up, not only did I have my eyesight, but I was 48 years old, enjoying a rewarding and quite lucrative career, traveling around the United States and Canada, training the untrainable, TSA supervisors and air marshals, and having a blast. And I am happy to report that by day 2 of a 5-day intensive training, I had these tough guys and gals eating out of my hand. It was October-ish, 2013, when I began to notice a slight change in my vision, especially at night. I suppose I should have considered it a clue when I was driving into a 7-Eleven parking lot and hit the very large garbage can at one corner of the lot head-on. But no, I politely backed up and tried my parking efforts once again, and I pretended like the trash can thing never happened. I never mentioned it to my honey, Scott, or anyone for that matter. Then, on a midnight run to Mickey D's, I came to the 4-way stop not far from our home. As usual, I stopped. I looked to the right, and then to the left, then the right again. Seeing nothing in the darkness, I stepped onto the gas to go through the intersection, and blam! Quite suddenly, the airbag deployed in my face after the car came to a very severe and arduous stop. I had broadsided a van, I found out later. But at that moment, sitting with the airbag in my lap, I once again looked to my right, where the thing I had hit should have been, and I saw nothing. I drove forward to the next block, where there was a street light. I got out of the car, checked the damage, and delightedly saw that there was none. So I got back in the car, decided that the other vehicle left as well, and continued on my midnight mission to McDonald's. Despite the fact that there happened to be a vehicle behind me who witnessed the whole thing and called it in, I was fortunate not to get charged with hit and run by the grace of God, the universe, and Mother Earth. When I received the police report, I called the family I had broadsided, apologized, and wished them well. You'd think that after that crazy incident I would consider my eyesight, or lack thereof. It wasn't until late December of 2013, when my eyesight had declined to a dangerous level during the day, that I mentioned it to my honey and my best friend. Fast forward now through doctors not knowing what was happening and finally being diagnosed by the NIH docs at the National Eye Institute that I had VKH, a very rare autoimmune disease that affects Asians, Hispanics, and Native Americans. This qualifies me twice. Then came the megadoses of wonderful and dangerous medications. My eyesight fluctuated drastically up and down for the next 5 years, taking with it my emotions. This made me an emotional and psychological basket case. The next 4 years were busy for me, my days filled with remembering to take my mega meds, sitting on the couch with my fur baby, MJ, who never left my side, and watching the television show Forensic Files. Somehow I found that soothing as I licked my emotional wounds. The intro music still has that effect on me. I was mourning, and I was so deep in it. I mourned the life I knew and loved, my career mostly. I loved what I was doing. I loved meeting a group of people on the first day of a training they didn't want to attend and breaking the ice. I loved the experience of witnessing the hardest shells crack by day 2 when they started sharing their stories. I cherished the moments on days 3 through 5 when it was a safe enough environment to share a few tears with those stories. And when the training was over, I missed the hugs and the see you again sometime wishes. All I could think, sitting there in the safety and seclusion of my cocoon, was that I had to find a way to close that chapter of my life forever, and the mere thought of it seemed to cut off the air in my lungs, making it almost impossible to breathe. Early in my diagnosis, I stumbled on the Department for the Blind and Visually Impaired, DBVI. They came in like a lifeline, providing me with air. I met my new mobility instructor, Joanne Laurent, a strong-willed little woman who, with her infectious laughter, kind spirit, and constant affirmations, I called it nagging, forced me to escape my cocoon for brief periods and taught me to use a white cane and not get hit by a Mack truck. Another powerhouse, Alex Castillo, came to my home and proved to me that I could cook and clean my counters and wash clothes and be independent. I think it was late 2017 when I stumbled once again. This time it was Brian Miller. I can't remember who gave me his email address, but one day I mustered the courage and the will to email him. Much to my surprise, he responded with an invitation to meet for coffee. Yikes! It was time to put the lessons I had with Joanne to the test. I did. Meeting Brian was like falling backward onto a thick, fluffy, soft comforter. He had a way about him that was calming, welcoming and accepting and inspiring. I was bragging to him about my ability to once again be able to make coffee, my drug of choice, using my French press, even grinding my own beans. Well, he shared with me his mutual love of coffee and how he purchased his raw beans from Misha's Coffee and roasted them in his home with his own roaster. What? How? He explained the cracking sound the beans made when they were close to being done and the aroma that filled his home. Overachiever. When he shared with me how he roasted his own beans or how he traveled to exotic places around the world by himself, it was totally without arrogance or pride. It was simply Brian sharing a glimpse of his heart and spirit. In March of 2018, I received an email from Brian telling me I had to go to this meeting. I still have that email. He said he was starting a chapter for the National Federation of the Blind in our community. I didn't want to go, but how could I say no to Brian? I attended that first meeting, and it was God or the universe or Mother Earth, or Brian, who made sure I was elected to serve as a board member. What? Another lifeline. I am forever grateful to my friend. The rest, as they say, is history. I was connected, and I became hooked. I started to venture out of my self-made cocoon more and more and began to feel a sense of purpose again. I attended bits and pieces of my first NFB state convention and met a few people who became lifelines. Evelyn Valdez, Sandy Halverson, Bonnie O'Day, Joe Orozco, and so many more that would make this blog much longer than it already is. And I shared a little time with Tracy Sofrenko, the Virginia State Affiliate President, at a legislative visit on Capitol Hill. He asked questions. I told him about my period of mourning, my hopeless journey into blindness, my desire to be useful and fulfilled once again. As I spoke, I really didn't see how that could happen in my life. I was looking through the lenses of my past, and I could not fathom how I could ever be like Evelyn or Tracy or any blind person who laughed and smiled and lived their lives. Tracy listened to me. He continued to challenge me to spread my wings. Today, as Secretary Treasurer of the Greater Alexandria Chapter, a position that I absolutely love, a student in the Chapter Leadership Institute, mentor in Project Rise, coordinator of the 2021 Mini Bell Program, co-chair of the NFBV Fundraising Committee, and member of the NFBV Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee, I am feeling fulfilled, and I am happier than ever. I have a sense of true belonging. I have a mission. I believe that God, the universe, and Mother Earth, in their warped kind of way, know what they are doing, and I believe that Helen Keller was right. To be fully understood, life's lessons must be lived and savored. Peace.